Ever wish you could do more for your community, but just don't know where to start? Now you do. Introducing VolunteerRiverCounties.org, your new hub for making a difference 1 hour at a time. Volunteer River Counties is an online hub that connects you with meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting nonprofits, community groups, and service programs across the region. The platform's best-in-class technology allows you to filter searches by criteria such as family-friendly roles, virtual options, or specific interest areas like education or medical services, or even working on the radio. Yes, WWER has volunteer opportunities posted at VolunteerRiverCounties.org, and we invite you to check it out. You're tuned in to WWER-FM, your community radio station, and we're proud to share a special spotlight originally featured by our friends at Bay FM. Each month, Bay FM teams up with Volunteer River Counties to honor an extraordinary individual making a real impact, celebrating the dedication, compassion, and service that keeps our region thriving.
We get to meet a young lady right now who is our Volunteer River County's Volunteer of the Month for the month of May. Good morning, Allie Cole. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me today, Chris. Oh,
thank you for coming in this morning. But I got to ask, okay, you've got two young kids right in the early years of school, and yet you find time to be a volunteer?
I do. Yeah, I do.
All right. So all of us say, no, I just don't have time. Allie has time. You got time. I've got time. We got time to make it happen. So congratulations on being the Volunteer of the Month for May. And you've been working with Community Services Board of the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so it's a place where we connect our community to mental health resources. And so I'm there volunteering my hours to learn more about the field.
Mm-hmm. And you actually, you're an example of volunteering actually leading into some professional work as well.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the people that we talk with are people who have maybe moved here to this area and they want a way to get involved after they've had a successful career. They're not looking to work anymore, but sure, they just want to find something to get involved with. But for you, getting involved through volunteering is leading to actual work opportunities.
Yeah, it is. So I am volunteering with AmeriCorps, and we have partnered, RCC, Rappahannock Community College, has partnered with AmeriCorps and VCU to make this program to where I have been able to find a career out of it. And so that's very, very exciting. I have bridged from volunteer to employee at the CSB. And so, yeah, it offers lots of opportunities.
What are you doing when you go into these schools?
So in the schools, I'm shadowing therapists that are school-based. I'm applying the knowledge that I have learned from my college credits and courses and applying them to real-world scenarios and case scenarios and putting in my input where it's appropriate.
And when you say college, you're talking about Rappahannock Community College,
yeah,
as well as, you know, my shirt here, George Mason. Or my son is a student. You've got some classes from there as well.
Yes.
Working on all that. But so sources of strength,
yeah,
is something that is important to you as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Sources of Strength is an upstream suicide prevention program. I went to a four-day training in Fairfax at the George Mason Center for Community Health. There is when I was trained to be a trainer in Sources of Strength. So we are hoping to bring this to the schools in the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck so that we are able to put prevention towards suicide in these schools and really help students in crisis.
All right. So without getting too deep in the weeds,
sure,
what are we seeing with mental health and our students right now?
Sure. So youth mental health is definitely in a crisis. Any prevention aspects that we can put out there, it's definitely needed.
Mm-hmm. So parents need to be aware, but parents, we miss things.
Yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah,
you're already learning that. You're going to learn it more. There are things that we need somebody other than the parents to be looking out for. We can't just rely on others, but we do have to rely,
sure,
on others in some ways. Because, you know, kids, trust me, they may think that you know everything right now because they're 5 and 8 years old. In a few years, they're going to think you don't know anything.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So our students' support groups sometimes need support. So our parents do need more education and more support as well. Mental health is tricky. And so anything that we can do to help that out, we're here to do.
I love that volunteering is opening these doors for you and helping you take the skills and things that you've learned in school there and apply them here in our community. And I just think Volunteer River Counties, I can't say enough good things about that portal there and the doors that it opens for people to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's not something like AmeriCorps where you have a huge time commitment, there's also things like volunteering at the Humane Society or volunteering at food banks. I know sometimes on the weekends I'll bring my kids to volunteer at the Gloucester Matthews Humane Society, and they love when I bring the kids. Mm-hmm. So there's opportunities out there for parents, young people, older generation folks. There's opportunities out there. You just got to find them.
Awesome. Go look at volunteerrivercounties.org. I'm sure you'll see something that you can get involved with. And Allie, thank you so much for the work that you're doing in the communities, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Allie Cole, May's Volunteer of the Month for Volunteer River Counties. Check out the website, volunteerrivercounties.org. See what you can get involved in.
To learn more about volunteer opportunities or to nominate someone doing great work in your community, visit Volunteer River Counties online. And keep it right here on 88.1 FM for more uplifting local stories.